A word for you from Romans chapter 11 verse 22 and then chapter 2 verse 4. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise you too will also be cut off. Then Romans 2 verse 4, or do you disregard the riches of his kindness, his tolerance, his patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you to repentance? This is an action verse. When it says in Romans 11 verse 22, ponder upon, consider the kindness and the severity of God, we are to look at both sides of his character, not thinking that God is living in a contradiction himself, and that this cannot be true of God, that he is both holy and yet he is both gracious. He is a God of kindness and a God of wrath. He is perfectly one, and he is happy about himself, and he wants us to be happy about him, because this is the nature of God which we have to deal with. God is just like this. In John 15 verse 2, it says something similar. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes to make it even more fruitful. Again, we meet here with the kindness and the severity of God. If you say you are a Christian, in other words, you're a branch in Jesus, and yet you are not bearing fruit, he promises that he will cut you off, just as we've read in Romans, that the severity of God will also cause you to be cut off. And Romans 2 verse 4, it then shows that this is a verse to take action about, because as we consider God's kindness, we are not to disregard it, as it says in verse 4, are we to disregard the riches of his kindness, his tolerance, his patience, and not realize that God's kindness leads to repentance? Are you living a life of repentance, turning daily away from sin? Or are you being drawn to sin even now, and you are disregarding God's kindness, which should draw you to God and lead you to repentance?